It's time for Lawrence County Basketball on WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, and Wabash General Hospital. Lawrence County Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville Lady Indian and Red Hill Lady Saluki Basketball here on WAKO, both 99.3 FM, The Legend, and AM 910, Light 103, WAKO. Steve Anderson with Bill Richardson here as the Lawrenceville Indians open their home schedule. The Lawrenceville Lady Indians with a record of 6-1 take on the Red Hill Lady Salukis with a record of 2-1. Lady Indians off to a good start to the season. Tad Schick's Ball Club won its opener at Mount Carmel, 59-36. Then won against these Red Hill Lady Salukis back on November the 21st in Bridgeport. Lady Indians won that game 53-20. Then the Lady Indians headed south to McLeansboro to the Hamilton County Lady Foxes tournament and won three games there and lost one. They lost in the championship game to host Hamilton County, but had a fine tournament of 4-1. Thus, they find themselves with a record of 6-1. Meanwhile, the Lady Salukis have played less games. Lady Salukis won their opener over Oblong last month, 51-43. Then, as we mentioned, lost to the Lady Indians back on November 21st in Bridgeport, 53-20. Lady Salukis had a game scheduled at home with Martinsville canceled. And then, most recently on Monday, Lady Salukis won on the road, winning at Palestine by a score of 38-22. So they're 2-1, and the Lady Indians are 6-1. Bill Richardson, as I mentioned before, is alongside. Bill, a good start for the Lady Indians, 6-1. I'm sure Tad Schick has to be pleased with the start that they have and a chance to really make some hay here as we head toward 2020.
Well, you know, the Lady Indians had a really good showing down there at the Lady Foxes tournament in McLeansboro. It was a pool play tournament, a round-robin tournament. Actually, six teams, all five played each other, and they set it up more or less, I believe, so the Indians would play, Lady Indians would play the Lady Foxes on the final game Saturday night, because I think they pretty much expected both those teams would be undefeated at that time. And I know McLeansboro ended up winning that ball game by maybe, I don't know, maybe double figures, something like that. But it was a very close game all the way to the end. The Indians had to foul, try to catch up, and that kind of thing. So they easily could be 7-0 coming into this game. And Red Hill's off to a good start, too. You know, Tracy Gray's been coaching over there for nearly 20 years now and has got things rolling again. A good core of players for the Lady Salukis as well.
They're small on numbers, the Lady Salukis are. Thus, we're having no JV game here tonight. This varsity game will be starting here momentarily. Lady Salukis led by Macy Shear and also some familiar names. Kat Bowersock, she's a senior, a veteran player. Hannah Murray's also been around under Tracy. She's a senior. And they have three sophomores and two seniors in their starting lineup, so some youth for the ball club mixed in with some veterans.
Yeah, and a good thing about the Lady Salukis, Steve, you know, the Illinois All-State Scholars were announced this week, and there's a couple of players for Red Hill made that list. So they're doing well in the court and in the classroom.
By the way, this is the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show here on WAKO, Lady Indians and Lady Salukis getting set for the action here. Again, the Lady Indians are 6-1, and Lady Indians, led by Jaylee Akers, an outstanding player, 5'7 senior. She's been very, very good for the Lady Indian program through all her 4 years here at LHS. Also, the Lady Indians have Caitlin Higginbotham and Shaylee Schick. They're both juniors in the lineup. Both have played well. In fact, they were all tournament selections along with Akers in that recently completed Hamilton County tournament So the Lady Indians and the Lady Salukis getting set to do battle here. Again, the Lady Indians won over in Bridgeport back on November the 21st by a score of 53-20. That's been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Both ball clubs getting set for action here. Lady Indians and Lady Salukis. Lawrenceville Lady Indian home opener. We're back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play. Coming up in 3 minutes, you're listening to Lawrenceville Lady Indian and Red Hill Lady Saluki basketball on WAKO.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student-athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student-athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrau Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrau Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbrauFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrau Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jewel Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Ready to jump? This is gonna be amazing!
Just one sec, I'm paying some bills.
What?
Yeah, with my bank, I can transfer funds, even deposit checks, anytime, anywhere.
But we're gaining altitude to skydive.
I know, cool, huh? I can even set up text alerts.
Alerts like the door to the aircraft opening?
No, better. Alerts for paying bills and whatnot.
Oh, he's banking in the sky.
KC State Bank. It's mobily awesome. Visit kcstatebank.com. Enjoy the less fee, time-saving, better way to bank. KC State Bank, your community, your bank, member FDIC.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lady Indian, and Lady Saluki basketball. First of all, the starting lineups for the Lady Salukis, coached by Tracy Gray. They'll start Hannah Murray. She's a senior, number 3. Caitlin Bowersock, Kat Bowersock. She's a senior, number 4. Macy Shear in the starting lineup, a sophomore, number 5. Emma Robinson also in the starting lineup. She's a sophomore, number 21. And Alyssa Street, a sophomore, number 13. So again, it's Murray, Bowersock, Shear, Robinson, and Street for the Red Hill Lady Salukis, again with a record of 2-1. For the Lawrenceville Lady Indians, Tad Schick with a record of 6-1. They'll start Caitlin Higginbotham. She's a 5'5 junior, number 10. Also Shaylee Schick in the starting lineup, a 5'5 junior, number 14. Alexia Petty in the starting lineup, a 5'4 junior, number 20. Cindy Williams in the starting lineup. Williams is a 5'10 junior, number 21. And Jaylee Akers, number 30, a 5'7 senior. So again, for the Lady Indians, it is Higginbotham, Schick, Petty, Williams, and Akers. Again, the Lady Indians 6-1. Lady Salukis at 2-1. Again, the Lady Salukis won on Monday against Palestine at Palestine, 38-22. Lady Indians coming off a loss on Saturday to Hamilton County in the Lady Foxes tournament, looking to get back on the winning track here tonight. Lady Indians will play the Lady Salukis here tonight, and then we'll be on the road playing at Flora on Monday. Lady Salukis will be at home on Monday. They'll take on Alney after playing the Lady Indians here this evening.
Referees tonight, Steve, some guys we know, the venerable Bill McLean, seems like we have him about every other ball game. Dave Summers and Frank Fryman.
Lady Salukis in the traveling blue uniforms with the white numerals and the red, white, and blue trim. Lady Indians in the home white uniforms with the red and white numerals and the red trim. It will be Emma Robinson jumping it up for the Lady Salukis against Jaylee Akers, and we'll get this game underway. Glad you're with us. Home opener, Lady Indians and the Lady Salukis. Lady Indians control the tap, and they work it on the perimeter against the Lady Saluki zone, looks like, here at the outset. They work it down low. Here's a shot up in the lane, and it rolls through, up and in for Sydney Williams. And the Lady Indians take a quick 2-0 lead. Now some full-court man-to-man pressure by the Lady Salukis, a double team, as Hannah Murray turns it over. And I'm sure that one of the keys to this game will be how the Lady Salukis will handle the pressure that the Lady Indians put on them. They didn't do it very well over in Bridgeport in the earlier matchup. But that was then, and this is now. These two teams again meeting for the second time in a short period of time. Down the lane, a drive, and Lady Salukis take it away. Alyssa Street stripped it away, and the Lady Salukis go on the attack, trailing 2-0 just underway here, 7:15 to go in the opening quarter at Lawrenceville High School. Out front is Macy Shear on the dribble. Lady Indians in man-to-man. Murray feeds it now to Bowersock. Down the lane she comes, has the ball knocked away, stolen away by Higginbotham. Higginbotham feeds it to Lady Indians' Shaylee Schick from the corner. Her shot is off the mark, no good, left side. And the rebound brought down, loose ball rebound by the Lady Salukis. By Alyssa Street. Off to Murray, across the timeline she comes. Now to Bowersock. Out front to Shear. Now Bowersock again. And again, the Lady Indians in a man-to-man here. Back out front to Shear. Side lane to Bowersock. Lady Salukis being very deliberate here in this offense. Shear in the corner. Now back out front on the left wing. Shear again. Ball knocked away and a reach in. No, a kicked ball. I stand corrected. Kicked ball. It'll be Lady Salukis basketball.
Well, Steve, that's one thing throughout the years. The Lady Salukis have always been able to handle the basketball very well. Even when they're having a season that's not really good, they still always have been real patient and have been able to take care of the ball, and they're showing that again here tonight, two minutes into the ball game.
Macy Shear out front, and she's called for a double dribble right on cue, Bill. Turnover. Shouldn't have said anything about it.
That's two turnovers on both teams now.
6:05 to go here in the opening quarter. 2-0. Lawrenceville Lady Indians on top here, bidding for win number 7 on the year. And her first substitute of the evening into the game is number 24, Kendley Lytle. She's a sophomore for Tracy Gray. Lady Indians Acres back out front. Top of the key to Schick. Now right side to Petty. Back out front to Higginbotham. There's a pass well over the head of Akers and out of bounds in the left corner. It'll be Lady Saluki basketball. And it comes to Murray, Hannah Murray, across the timeline behind the back dribble, guarded by Akers in the man-to-man. Down the lane she comes, left side, and a foul charged against the Lady Indians. Nice drive down the lane there by Hannah Murray. Murray, a familiar name with regard to Saluki basketball.
Fouls on Jaylee Akers. First foul of the game.
Buddy Saluki's inbound out front. Out to Emma Robinson. Now back out to Murray. Murray down the lane. Throws it up there and is fouled as she drove the right side of the lane. So to the line will go Hannah Murray.
Fouls on Jaylee Schick. Her first, team second.
Hannah Murray trying to get the Lady Salukis on the board here. Free throw on its way, and no good. Score remains 2-0.
Put her up there left-handed.
Another free throw on its way. High arcer up and in. 2-1, Lady Indians. Petty inbounds to Akers. Quickly up floor to Schick. Schick on the right side dribble, the right corner to Higginbotham. Now on the right wing to Schick on the dribble, top of the key. Now backs it out. Now out to Higginbotham. Jaylee Akers running the baseline, trying to get free. Long jumper off the mark, left side by Schick, no good. Rebounded by Petty of the Lady Indians, out front to Higginbotham. Now they lob down low underneath to Williams. Her shot in the lane, no good. Gets her own rebound, flips it back out front. There's a long three, is off the mark by Akers. However, run down by Petty in the right corner and back out front. The Lady Indians go on the attack again. 2-1, 4:59 to go, opening quarter. Akers, baseline jumper, left side rolls through. Jaylee Akers with the hoop, the 5'7 senior. And it's 4-1 in favor of the Lady Indians. Again, the pressure. Here's Murray getting across the timeline on the left side dribble, feeds it underneath. The ball deflected out of bounds by Petty of the Lady Indians. And it'll be Lady Saluki basketball underneath their own hoop. 4:40 to go here in the opening quarter. 4-1, a slow offensive start for both these teams. Bowersock looking to get it in. She does. There is a jumper blocked in the lane. That jumper was blocked. Street header. Jumper blocked. Now here's Higginbotham, left side on the wing. Out front to Akers, a long bomb is good. Three ball from outside the arc by Jaylee Akers. And the Lady Indians off to a 7-1 lead here with 4:20 to go in the opening quarter.
That's five of those 7 points from Akers.
Bowersock, top of the key now to Murray. Murray on the left side, dribble on the wing. Against Higginbotham, goes to the baseline, throws it up there off glass. No good, but a foul charged on the Lady Indians. A good aggressive move there by Hannah Murray. Again, she's a senior, one of the veterans on this Lady Saluki ball club.
That's three fouls on Lady Indians. That was on Caitlin Higginbotham, her first.
Free throw up by Murray, off the mark and no good. Score remains 7-1 Lady Indians.
So three different Lady Indians have picked up a foul apiece.
Another free throw coming up here for Hannah Murray. On its way and good. 7-2, a 5-point Lady Indian lead with 4:09 to go here in the opening quarter of play at Lawrenceville High School. Lady Indians, home opener. In the corner, Higginbotham, a three is good from the left side. Caitlin Higginbotham with the hoop, and it's 10-2, an 8-point Lady Indian lead. Here's Murray across the timeline on the dribble, right side down the lane, cut off at the free throw line, back out front to Bowersock. Lady Saluki's had the ball taken away. Jaylee Akers with a steal, one-on-one against Murray, goes around her and is fouled and will have to earn him at the free throw line. 3:36 to go here. Opening quarter, 10-2. Lady Indians on top. Jaylee Akers at the free throw line. What a career she's had. Over 1,000 point scorer here at Lawrenceville High School in women's basketball. Free throw up and in.
That gives her six tonight, going for seven.
And the 11-2 lead for the Lady Indians here in this opening quarter of action. Another free throw on its way. Good again. 12-2, a 10-point lead. And again, the Lady Indians putting on some token pressure, zone trapping pressure across the timeline. Comes Bowersock. Down the lane she comes to the hole. Throws it up there. No good. Contact, but no foul called. Akers now to Lytle. Now back out front. Here's Akers for the Lady Indians. There's a long jumper off the mark by Petty from the left side. Akers gets the long rebound. She misses badly from the left side. Now back out front, Higginbotham, and the Lady Indians will reload. Petty beats it to the top of the key. There's Schick down the lane. Higginbotham feeds it to Petty. Lets a long jumper go, a three ball off the mark, the right side. And the long rebound comes out to Alyssa Street. Street loses the handle, and it's picked up by the Lady Indians. Across the timeline comes the Lady Indians. That's Shaylee Schick out front. Higginbotham, Schick between the circles now. Lady Indians, or Lady Salukis, I should say, in a zone. Actually, zone with kind of some man-to-man principles. Here's Akers back out front to Schick on the dribble. Right side, baseline jumper by Higginbotham, up and in. That was actually Sydney Williams on a pass from
Nice pass that was from Higginbotham, yeah. Too. Drove to the basket down the baseline, saw Williams cutting to the basket, and just tossed it right to her for the layup.
2:09 to go here in the opening quarter, 14-2. Lady Indians on top by 12 here in the early going, again with some zone trapping pressure. Across the timeline, Macy Shear on the dribble, right side, puts it up from about 18, got it.
First basket of the night for the Salukis. The other 2 points that came on free throws.
Up floor quickly, Lady Indians on the right side dribble between the circles. Higginbotham dribbles to the free throw line. Now to Schick. Schick on the right wing, dribbles to the middle, free throw line. Jumper up from there, no good. And she came over the back. Did Schick trying to follow her shot, and a personal foul on the Lady Indians.
She's going to go to the bench. That's her second personal foul, four on the team. And
Sarah joins
in the game, yes.
Joins a 5'10 senior, number 24 for Tad Schick. Lady Salukis with the ball, trailing by 10, 14-4, a minute 37 to go here in the opening quarter. LHS home opener. Here's Murray, has the ball knocked away and out of bounds off her foot right in front of the Lady Indian bench. And it will be Lady Indian basketball.
That's six turnovers on Red Hill, three for the Lady Indians here.
Anchors inbounds to Higginbotham. She'll walk it across the timeline. 14-4, our score. Lady Indians on top, a minute 22 to go here in the opening quarter. Anchors top of the key to Higginbotham. Now to Aubrey Bedwell, who's into the game. Shot no good by the Lady Indians, rebounded by the Lady Salukis. Coming out of there with it was Alyssa Street. Now to Murray across the timeline. Right side to Bowersock on the wing. Out front to Shear. Shear, left side of the lane, drives to the left baseline, cut off by a double team. Back out left side on the wing to Murray. Right side, Bowersock lets a long jumper go. It's off the mark. No good. Rebounded up and no good by Street. Now the Lady Indians want to run at the other end. Akers one-on-one lays it up and in. Jaylee Akers with the hoop.
9 points now for Jaylee Akers.
And it's 16-4. Lady Indians on top by 12 with 28 seconds to go here in the opening quarter of play. On the dribble, Shear down the right baseline. Her shot is short. Battle for the loose ball underneath. The Lady Indians come away with it. With 15 seconds to go, long down court heave to Akers. Three-pointer on the way, left side for Akers is no good, but she was hacked and fouled and will go to the line most likely for three free throws. Well, Jaylee Akers visiting the line.
Yeah, the foul is on Kinley Lytle. That's just the second foul on the Salukis, the Lady Salukis, and Lytle's first. Akers is going to shoot three. She's already got 9 points. Hopes to add to it.
Free throw no good by Akers. Score remains 16-4. 10.9 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Another free throw coming up from Jaylee Akers. Up and in. And she'll have another. She was fouled beyond the arc. 17-4. Make it 18-4. Lady Indians add to the lead. Now some token pressure, and it comes to the Lady Salukis. Shear across the timeline. Bowersock, left side on the wing to Murray. Tries to take the left baseline to the hole. Shot up, no good. And a foul charge on the Lady Salukis, says Murray ran over the Lady Indian defender Williams underneath.
It's her second foul.
And a half second to go in the first quarter. Lady Indians with the length of the floor to go. Long down court heave is out of bounds, and the Lady Salukis will have it at the far end as it touched no one on the way down floor.
Looked to me like one of the Lawrenceville players touched that, but those referees are a lot closer than I am.
So we'll now, go all the way down to the other end.
Yeah, Salukis under their own basket with half a second to play.
Chance for a catch and shoot here, quick. You can get it. And it comes, a shot up, and no good. That was a good shot in close, taken by Kinley Lytle, but she missed. After one quarter of play on the People's State Bank scoreboard and the Best Way Express scoreboard here at Lawrenceville High School from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box, it is Lawrenceville Lady Indians 18, Red Hill Lady Salukis 4. You're listening to Lady Saluki and Lady Indian Basketball on WAKO.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Lady Saluki and Lady Indian basketball brought your way by Citizens National Bank of Albion. They're your bank for a lifetime. And by Leggett Lumber, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville High School, Lady Indian basketball, Lady Saluki basketball. Home opener for the Lady Indians. They lead 18-4 as we begin the second quarter of play. Lady Saluki's with the ball. Back out front. The ball stripped away by Akers. One-on-one against Bowersock. Pulls up from about 15 off the mark. No good. Rebound is saved in. And the Lady Indians run it down near midcourt. So they'll reload. Here's Petty in the right corner. Long jumper off the mark. No good. Akers battling for the rebound. Left baseline. Shot up. No good. Another rebound underneath by the Lady Indians. And the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, Bedwell pulled that rebound down. Put the ball on the floor. Went right off the toe of Kat Bauer socking out of bounds.
So it'll be Lady Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Caitlin Higginbotham will inbound. Does on the left wing to Schick. Back out front to Joins. Now Petty on the dribble. Back out front between the circles to Schick. Here is Higginbotham in the right corner, right in front of us here. Cross-court skip pass to Petty on the left side. Dribbles to the middle. Puts it up from about 18. Off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by the Lady Saluki. And up the floor they quickly come. Here's Murray feeding it now to Lytle. And she has the ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll be Lady Saluki basketball at their own offensive end. 6:54 to go, second quarter, 18-4. Lady Indians over the Lady Salukis in this Lawrence County girls basketball battle. We'll be right back here tomorrow for the boys battle. Indians and the Salukis. There's a drive underneath and a nice layup by Hannah Murray. 18-6, Lady Indians on top here.
Yeah, bring your spare change tomorrow, Steve. They're going to be passing the bucket for the senior center.
They feed it underneath. Here's a shot up and in by Bedwell. And a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Aubrey Bedwell, the 5'7 senior inside with a good move to the hole. And a chance at a three-point play.
Foul is on Street. Fourth on the Lady Salukis, first on Alyssa Street. Both teams now have four fouls. Bedwell will be looking for her third point of the night.
Robinson back in for the Lady Salukis off the bench for head coach Tracy Gray. It's a free throw, no good, and the rebound battle for. And the Lady Indians come away with a loose ball. Here is Schick. Top of the key to Higginbotham. They go down low underneath. Now a long shot by Bedwell is good.
Oh, the decision's on the line. Yeah, looked like it was really close.
Two-pointer from the right side for the Lady Indians. 22-6, they lead. The ball tipped away underneath from a Lady Saluki offensive player. They'll have it underneath their own hoop. The Lady Salukis trailing 22-6. 6:11 to go here in the second quarter. Out front it comes to Hannah Murray. Murray now to Bowersock on the dribble. Down the lane she comes, right side, as the ball slapped away. Nope, I guess not. She turned it over as she lost the dribble out of bounds.
That's nine turnovers on Red Hill. The Indians have four, none here in the second quarter.
6:04 to go in the second period, 22-6. Lady Indians on top here as Higginbotham walks it across the timeline between the circle dribble against the Lady Saluki man-to-man. Petty, left side, down the lane. Feeds it now to Bedwell. Back out front to Petty. Now Higginbotham down the lane. It's a free throw line. They work it to Joins, left side. Now a long jumper by Petty. Off the mark, no good. But rebounded by Higginbotham. Puts it back up, no good. And the rebound is brought down by Shear of Red Hill. 5:30 to go, second quarter, 22-6. Lawrenceville Lady Indians on top. Murray down the lane, has the ball blocked away. And I think we have a foul charge. Yep, a foul charged against the Lady Indians, Caitlin Higginbotham.
That's Higginbotham's second. Five fouls on the Lady Indians. Coach Schick going to leave her in the game.
Hannah Murray at the line for the Lady Salukis, the senior. Free throw is on its way and good.
She now has five of the Red Hill 7 points, the other coming on that basket by Macy Shear in the first quarter.
Akers back into the game after a break for the Lady Indians. Another free throw coming up here from Hannah Murray. It's on its way. No good. Rebound controlled, however, by the Lady Salukis, but they throw it away. Emma Robinson threw it away. Here's Akers one-on-one to the hole. Lays it up and in. Coast to coast for Jaylee Akers. 24-7, 17-point Lady Indian lead here. 5:07 to go in the second quarter here at Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium. Okay, Bowersock thought about a long jumper out front. Now they work the weave, the Lady Salukis do out front. Here's Shear. Shear on the dribble, top of the key, right down the lane, right side. Cut off there by Bedwell. Now looking for help. Bowersock comes to give it to her. Bowersock in the middle is hacked and fouled. And she looked for a teammate loose under the basket.
Foul's going to be on Sarah Joynes. That's the first on Sarah Joynes. The sixth foul on the Lady Indians. So Red Hills close to the bonus here. 4:43 to play before halftime.
24-7. Lady Indians on top here in this Lawrence County battle, looking to sweep the Lady Salukis. And they won in Bridgeport earlier, as we mentioned the pregame. Here is Bowersock laying it off now out front to Shear. Now to Robinson. But he Salukis work it inside. Shot up and in. Up and in by Shear. Macy Shear with the hoop. 24-9. Lady Indians on top here. Schick works it down low. Here's a turnaround jumper in the lane. Rolls through. Up and in for Sydney Williams. Williams, the 5'10 junior with a hoop.
Six points for Williams tonight.
26-9. Lady Indians on top. Left side jumper shot is no good. Rebounded, however, down there by Bowersock. Now back out front. Top of the key jumper is off the mark by Shear. Long rebound to Petty. Alexia Petty across the timeline. Top of the key to Bedwell. Thought about a long three. Now to Petty. Akers way out front. They give her a lot of room out there. She can shoot. Now she'll let it go. Top of the key, no good. Rebound and shot up and in by Jaylee Akers. Following her shot, and it's 28-9. Lady Indians on top.
15 points for Akers.
Across the timeline come the Lady Salukis. Macy Shear, left side to Bowersock. Down the lane she comes. Shot up, no good, but a foul charged against the Lady Indians.
So Kat Bowersock is going to go to the line looking for her first points. The foul was on Alexia Petty, her first.
Retho coming up here for Caitlin Bowersock, Kat Bowersock.
She's in the scoring column. She made it, yes.
Outstanding softball player for the Red Hill Lady Salukis. And also a pretty good three-point shooter. Headed all the way to the finals. In fact, won the finals in Class A in girls basketball, the three-point shootout last year. Timeout on the floor on the People's State Bank scoreboard, and also the Best Way Express scoreboard from the Toyota Bashuku Press Box. 3:16 to go, second quarter, Lawrenceville 28, Red Hill 11. You're listening to Lady Indian and Lady Saluki basketball on WAKO.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lady Indians off the timeout with the ball, leading 28-11. They work the ball on the perimeter against the Lady Saluki man-to-man. Back out front, here's Bedwell feeding it to Akers. Deep on the right wing in the right corner. Here's Schick loading up a long shot. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by the Lady Saluki's Macy Shear. She'll bring it up floor herself on the right side. Between the circles now to Murray. Murray down the lane, behind the back dribble. Puts it up with the left hand. Off the mark, no good. Bedwell the rebound. Off to Akers, quickly up floor. Here's Schick heading to the basket. Lays it up and in. Right baseline drive by Shaylee Schick.
First two of the night for Shaylee Schick.
And it's 28-11, 2:22 to go here in the second quarter at Lawrenceville High School. Lady Indians and the Lady Salukis. Long jumper, top of the key. off the mark. No good by Shear. Rebound brought down by Akers. And the Indians wanting to run. Akers brings it up herself. Top of the key. Bedwell. She lets a shot go. It's short and out of bounds. It'll be Lady Saluki basketball with 2:02 to go here in the second quarter of play. Lady Saluki basketball as Murray will walk it across the timeline. Hannah Murray. Number three on her back. Now off to Shear. Shear now leaves it for Bowersock. Left side. Lets the jumper go from about 12 and got it. Kat Bowersock with the basket. 30-13, a minute 39 to go, second quarter play. Down the lane, shot up, no good by Akers. Rebounded up and no good by Williams. Akers with a shot. It missed. Battle for the rebound out front. A shot by Higginbotham off the mark, no good. And the Lady Indians, or I should say the Lady Salukis, come away with the loose ball. Minute 20 to go here in the second quarter play. 30-13, Lady Indians. Here is Bowersock driving to the middle, cut off there. Back out front to Murray at the top of the key. Down the lane, they feed it underneath, wide open, shot up and in by Alyssa Street. Nice assist there from the Lady Salukis.
First bucket for Street.
30-15, 53 seconds to go, second quarter here at Lawrenceville High School. Jay Lee Akers out front, feeds it down low underneath. And they feed to the middle to Bedwell, lays it up and in. Nice assist there by Sydney Williams to Bedwell.
6 points for Bedwell here in the second quarter.
32-15, 34 seconds to go, second quarter. Lady Indians on top. Lady Salukis cross the timeline, spread the floor here. Looks like they may be holding for a final shot. Murray with no pressure out front. Let's the time while away here. 18 seconds to go. 32-15. Lady Indians. Here is Bowersock. Left side to Murray. Down the lane she comes. Has the ball deflected away. Intercepted. Out front to Higginbotham. 4 seconds to go. She heads to the hole. Lays it up and in. Lady Indians with the hoop. And that's the end of the first half of action. All Lady Indians here in this first half, as they jumped out on top and have a comfortable lead here at halftime as they bid for their seventh win of the year on the People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard from the Toyota Bashuku press box here at Lawrenceville High School. Score at halftime, Red Hill Lady Salukis trailing the Lawrenceville Lady Indians 34-15. We're back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lady Indian and Lady Saluki basketball on WAKO.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take, visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives, apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Lady Indian, Red Hill Lady Saluki basketball on WAKO. Lady Indians lead the Lady Salukis here at halftime, 34-15. Lady Indian and Lady Saluki basketball brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, also by Rutgers Candy, take time for family and prayer and always give praise, and by Bill Dobson Ford of Dobson Deal is a better deal. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report, and Bill Richardson has a look at some of the first half numbers.
Well, Steve, you know, the Lady Indians had some good runs there in the first half. They blew out to a 14-2 lead, led 18-4 at the end of the first stop. Second quarter was a little bit better. The Lawrence was still outscored Red Hill 16-11 in that second quarter, and the Lady Indians lead the Lady Salukis here at halftime by 19 points, 34-15. Turnovers have been part of the story. Red Hill turned it over 10 times in that first half. Seven of those were in the first quarter. Only three there in the second quarter where they were a little bit more competitive. The Indians, the Lady Indians, turned it over four times, all those coming in the first quarter. Scoring-wise, for Lawrenceville, Jaylee Akers, the senior standout, leads the way. Jaylee has 15 points here in the opening half. She made a three-pointer. 4 2-pointers, and is 4 of 5 from the foul line. 6 points each for Sydney Williams and Aubrey Bedwell. Bedwell is scoring her points off the bench. Both of those girls have made 3 field goals. Caitlin Higginbottom has a 3 and a 2 for the Lady Indians and has scored 5 points. Chaley Schick scored a basket. Alexia Petty started, did not score. Sarah Joynes played off the bench, did not score. For Red Hill, Hannah Murray leads the way. Hannah has 5 points. She made a basket and was 3 out of 6 from the foul line. Kat Bowersock has 4 points. She made 2 free throws and a basket in the second period. Macy Shearer has 2 baskets for 4 points. Elisa Street has a basket for 2 points. Emma Robinson started, did not score. Kinley Lytle played off the bench and did not score for the Lady Salukis. So again, Lawrenceville led it 18-4 at the end of the first stop, outscored Red Hill 16-11 in the second period, and now has a 34-15 lead here at halftime.
We'll take a break here from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We'll be back to talk about this contest. You're listening to Lawrenceville Lady Indian and Red Hill Lady Saluki basketball on WAKO.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson back here at Lawrenceville High School in the Toyota Bushoku press box here at halftime. Lawrenceville Lady Indians lead the Red Hill Lady Salukis 34-15. But the Indians, a much more experienced ball club, Bill, and they showed it here in this first half. They put the pressure on and have not let the Lady Salukis come up for air here, and they lead comfortably 34-15.
Yeah, and it's, you know, they do have a veteran outfit, and one of those seniors, Jay Lee Akers, is leading the way, and then, you know, Higginbotham and the other seniors have picked it up a little bit also. So experience is probably the biggest factor between these two teams right now.
All right. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Both ball clubs back out onto the floor, getting ready for the second half. It's Lawrenceville 34, Red Hill 15, back with the second half in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Lady Indian, Red Hill Lady Saluki Basketball on WAKO.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Lady Indian, Red Hill Lady Saluki Basketball here on WAKO, home opener for the Lady Indians. So far, so good for the host squad. They lead 34-15. Lady Indian and Lady Saluki Basketball brought your way by Best Way Express, now hiring CDL drivers, by the Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family in a time of need. And by Toyota Boshuku, Illinois. Apply to join the Toyota Boshuku team today. Same starting lineups for both ball clubs to begin the second half here at LHS.
Bears about to kick off, Steve.
Yes, indeed. Bears and Cowboys tonight. Cowboys in good shape in their division. They lead the division. The Bears need the win to stay alive for a potential playoff. Lady Indians with the ball down low on the baseline. Shot is up and no good. Taken there by Sydney Williams. Rebounded by the Lady Salukis' Kat Bowersalek. And we're underway here in this third quarter play. Glad you're with us. Thursday night hoop here from Lawrenceville High School. Bowersalek out front. They feed it underneath to Robinson. Didn't take the shot. Now the ball stolen away by the Lady Indians. Jaylee Akers to the other end. Lays it up and in from the right side. 36-15. Lady Indians on top here. Across the timeline. Murray now to Bowersock. Cross-court skip pass on the baseline. Here Shear to the baseline. Left side. No good. Rebound brought down by the Lady Indians, but it's taken away. Now a scramble for the loose ball. Akers comes away with it. Three-pointer is off the mark. Long rebound. Three-pointer off the mark there by Shaley Schick from the right side. Now down the lane, scoop shot up and no good by Shearer. And we have a foul charged on the Lady Salukis. Street with the foul for the Lady Salukis. The Lady Indian basketball just underway here. Third quarter, 6:45 to go, 36-15. Lady Indians on top here, bidding for their second win over the Lady Salukis here this young season. They feed it in the middle, and the pass is intercepted. Intercepted there.
Fifth turnover for the Lady Indians.
Street with the interception. Now to Bowersock. Cross-court skip pass to Shear. Down the lane she comes. Tries to throw it underneath to Street, but over her head and out of bounds. It'll be Lady Indian basketball.
And that's 12 turnovers on Red Hill.
12 turnovers, 15 points. It's not good when that ratio is close. Long jumper by Petty from the left side. No good. Rebounded by Akers. And a reach-in foul charged on the Lady Salukis. Stops the clock with 6:07 to go here in the third quarter.
That's Street's third personal foul. Two on Red Hill in the second half.
The inbound out front to Williams. Now to Higginbotham. Now back out front to Schick. Left side in the corner to Akers. Down underneath to Williams. Here's Higginbotham. A long three-pointer from the right side off the mark on the wing. And the rebound brought down by Street of the Lady Salukis off to Murray. And she'll go on the attack. 5:43 to go, third quarter, 36-15. Lady Indians on top. Bowersock to Murray. Murray left side on the wing. Now to Bowersock. She lets it go from about 10 and scores off the dribble. Right side. Nicely done by Caitlin Bowersock. 36-17. Akers down the lane, lays it up and in with the right hand. Jaylee Akers with the hoop.
19 for Jaylee Akers. Bowersock now has 6 to lead Red Hill.
38-17. Murray across the timeline. 5:07 to go, third quarter. Here's Shear down low underneath. Turnaround jumper off glass and no good by Street. Battling for the rebound underneath is Williams for the Lady Indians. Now at the other end, Schick driving to the basket, loses it out of bounds. It'll be Lady Saluki basketball.
6 turnovers now on Lawrenceville.
4:50 to go, third quarter, 38-17. Lady Indians across the timeline. Shear feeds it to Bowersock, right corner. Now a left wing pass to Murray underneath to Street. She turns, double team, shot up, short, gets her own rebound. Now it's knocked away. Covered by Akers near midcourt. Across the timeline, Akers, and she was fouled on a reach-in by the Lady Salukis. Stops the clock with 4:29 to go here in the third quarter, 38-17.
That foul was on Alyssa Street. That's her fourth foul. She's going to lead the ball game. New player coming in for Red Hill.
Sydney Grismer.
Sophomore.
Akers will inbound between the circles now to Higginbotham. 4:25 to go, third quarter, 38-17. Lady Indians, Akers in the corner. Now back out front to Higginbotham, left side to Petty. Long jumper by Alexia Petty is good. A three from the deep left corner. 41-17.
First points of the night for Petty.
Lady Indians on top here. Bowersock back out to Murray between the circles. Now to Bowersock in the right corner. Cross-court skip pass left side to Shear. Underneath to Robinson and a foul charged against the Lady Indians. Foul Emma Robinson heads to the line.
Foul on Sydney Williams, her first for the Lady Indians. And Robinson's going to go to the line looking for her first points of the game.
Free throw on its way and no good by Emma Robinson. Bedwell into the game for the Lady Indians. Joins also in there. Williams checks out for the Lady Indians. And also, I think Schick checked out. Free throw up and in. 41-18, 3:53 to go, third quarter. Here's another jumper, left side off the mark by Petty. Long rebound run down by Akers. Right corner to Higginbotham, right baseline. The Bedwell in the middle, shot up and in from about 5 feet by Kenley Lytle. No, that's not right.
Sarah Joins.
Sarah
her first
Joins,
basket.
I'm sorry.
First basket of the night for Sarah Joins.
Joins with the hoop. Now left side jumper is up and in. Up and in by Emma Robinson. 43-20, a 23-point Lady Indian lead here. 3:20 to go in the third quarter play. Petty on the deep left wing to Higginbotham. In the middle to Joins. In the corner, Akers, a long bomb. Good, a three ball. Deep from the right side by Jaylee Akers.
Second three of the night, and she now has 22 points.
Akers goes for the steal, doesn't get it. Bowersock, a three ball, is up and in from the right side.
First three of the night for anyone on the Lady Salukis. Nice shot by Kat Bowersock.
46-23. Akers deep on the left wing, looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. 2:45 to go. The ball deflected away. Scramble for the loose ball and a held ball. Possession arrow is
Red Hills.
In favor of the Salukis, Lady Salukis. .242 to go, third quarter, 46-23. Lady Indians on top here. Home opener for the Lady Tribe. Bowersock, another three. This time somebody partially blocked it. And Petty comes away with a loose ball across the timeline. Beats it to Higginbotham, top of the key. Back to Petty. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Brought down by Bedwell out front to Higginbotham. Down low on the baseline. Aker is shot. No good from the left side. Battling for her own rebound. But the loose ball comes away to Bowersock. Across the timeline, she comes on the left side dribble. Ball deflected away by a double team and recovered by Akers. Jaylee Akers across the timeline, down the lane, lays it up too hard, off glass, and the ball out of bounds. It'll be Lady Saluki basketball. 2:01 to go here in the third quarter. 46-23, Lady Indians. And now, head coach Tad Schick getting some substitutes into the game here. The game in control, 46-23, a minute 53 to go, third quarter. Ball deflected out of bounds by the Lady Indians, Williams. It'll be the ball. Lady Saluki basketball.
Had trouble getting the ball, Steve. It ended up behind the Lady Saluki bench there, and Coach Gray had to go pick it up.
1:50 to go, third quarter of play. Murray on the dribble, top of the key, left side on the wing to Shear. Now to Bowersock on the right wing, looks to the middle. Now on the dribble to the corner, cut off by a double team, back out to Murray. Murray dribbles top of the key, left side in the corner to Shear. Has the ball deflected away, loose ball, scramble for it, held ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Lady Indians. Minute 29 to go, third quarter, 46-23, Lady Indians on top. Caitlin Higginbotham, the 5'5 junior, will bring it across the timeline. Feeds it now to Schick. Now to Williams. Back out to Joins. Left side on the wing to Higginbotham. Now back to Bedwell. A nice give and go play there, and a foul charged on the Lady Salukis. And heading to the line, Aubrey Bedwell, the 5'7 senior, number 33 for the Lady Indians.
Two fouls on Kenley Lytle. Fourth foul on the Lady Salukis. Bedwell looking for her seventh point of the night.
Free throw is no good. Score remains 46-23. Higginbotham out and Petty in for the Lady Indians. Another free throw on its way. Good. 47-23. A minute 10 to go. Third quarter. Lady Salukis will walk it across the timeline. Hannah Murray on the dribble between the circles. Lady Indians in a, looks like a 1-3-1. Zone trapping press. Ball out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Salukis Murray. It'll be Lady Indian basketball.
13 Red Hill turnovers. The Lady Indians are on six.
Top of the key to Joins on the dribble. Left side leaves it out front for Williams. She feeds it in the corner to Schick. Now to the deep corner, left right side to Petty. Dribbles away from pressure. Now left side to Williams. Left corner to Schick. Chick on the dribble, back out front, top of the key to Bedwell. Right side on the wing to Petty. Now top of the key to Williams. Back they go to Schick. Now in the corner, a long bomb by Petty is off the mark. No good. Right side, out of bounds. It'll be Lady Saluki basketball with 22.6 seconds to go here in the, Lady Indian basketball. I stand corrected underneath their own hoop. 22.6 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Williams inbounds, out front. Long jumper, top of the key is off the mark. Taken there by Schick. And we have a foul charged on the Lady Salukis on the rebound with 17 seconds to go, third quarter.
That foul was on Kinley Lytle, her third.
Lady Salukis, Emma Robinson back into the game, replacing Kinley Lytle. And it comes to Bedwell on the dribble to the middle. Puts it up and was fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line with 13.1 seconds to go, third quarter. 47-23, Lady Indians on top here.
Foul on Grismer, sixth on Red Hill, first on Grismer.
Free throw up and in by Aubrey Bedwell. Number 33, 48-23.
8 points for Bedwell, going for nine.
And she rolls it through. 49-23, 12 seconds to go. Murray will bring it across the timeline. 8 seconds to go. Murray, top of the key. Now left side, leaves it there for Shear. Cross court to Bowersock. 1 second to go. Better let it go. And no shot as the quarter comes to a close. At the end of three, here on the People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box at Lawrenceville High School, Lawrenceville Lady Indians 49, Red Hill Lady Salukis 23. This is Lady Indian and Lady Saluki basketball on WAKO.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is a friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, 8 minutes to go in this contest. Lawrenceville Lady Indians 49, Red Hill Lady Salukis 23. Lady Indian and Lady Saluki basketball brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. And also by People's State Bank, ask about their student checking accounts.
Lawrenceville outscored, I'm sorry, jumped in front of you there. Lawrenceville outscored Red Hill in that quarter 15-8. Akers had 7 more points in that quarter, now has 22 to lead the Lady Indians.
49-23, 8 minutes to go in this contest. Murray, as the Lady Salukis have the ball to begin the fourth quarter play, feeds it now to Shear, deep on the right wing, goes to the right baseline, cut off there. Now the ball slapped out of bounds. It'll be Lady Saluki basketball underneath their own hoop. 7:44 to go in the game. Macy Shear inbounds out front to Murray. Between the circle dribble now, the Lady Salukis will go into an offensive set. Murray down the lane, has it slapped away, and knocked away, and recovered by Williams. Quickly up floor to Schick. Schick dribbles to the middle, cross-court skip pass to Petty, off her hand and out of bounds. It'll be Lady Saluki basketball.
14 turnovers on Red Hill. They just committed their 14th, and the Indians came right back with it with their 7th.
7:27 to go in the games, 49-23. Lady Saluki's trail. Here's Bowersock at the top of the key, working one-on-one down the left side of the lane. Shot short, rebounded back out front to Shear. Down the lane she comes. She'll lay it up. Too hard, rebounded by Akers. Jaylee Akers, outlet pass to Petty. Petty left side of the lane, lays it up, too hard. Rebound up, no good. Rebounded by Higginbotham, but she was fouled from behind and will have to earn them at the free throw line, I believe. Yep, she heads to the line for free throws. 7:03 to go in the game, 49-23, Lawrenceville.
That foul was on Emma Robinson, her first.
Free throw up and no good by Caitlin Higginbotham.
For what it's worth, that is the seventh foul on Red Hill, and the Lady Indians will be shooting in the bonus from here on out.
The free throw up and in by Higginbotham. 50-23. 27-point lead. 6:55 to go in the game. 50-23, Lawrenceville Lady Indians down the lane. The ball knocked away from Bowersock. Here is Lady Indians at the other end. Petty in the right corner, left corner actually, right corner really. Here's a shot up and in on the baseline, right side, up and in by Williams. Sydney Williams with the basket. 5'10 junior, number 21, 52-23. Lady Indians. Murray at the top of the key. Have two Bowersock. Now to Shear, guarded by Akers and the Lady Indian man-to-man here. Now back out front to Murray. 6:15 to go in the game. Bowersock working one-on-one. Free throw line cut off there. Left side on the wing to Murray. Murray tries to take the baseline, but cut off there by good defense by Higginbotham. Out front to Bowersock. Now to Murray. Murray on the dribble. Now to Bowersock. Looks to the middle. Thought about a long three. Back out between the circles to Murray. Murray down the lane. Free throw line. Back to Shear. Shear out front. Lady Indians playing some solid defense here against the motion offense of the Lady Salukis. Back out front. Here's a shot up and in. Three ball by Bowersock. Caitlin Bowersock, the three.
Her second three of the night.
Ball knocked away and stolen away by the Lady Salukis. Murray coming up with a loose ball. 5:25 to go in the game. 52-26. Down the lane comes Murray, but she loses the handle. Akers, long outlet pass is intercepted by Bowersock. She loses her balance. And we have a held ball. And the possession arrow is in favor of the Lady Salukis. 5:16 to go in the game, 52-26. Lady Indians on top here. Now they say Lady Indian basketball on the possession arrow. So it'll be Lady Indian ball here. Then it comes to Higginbotham. Now to Akers. Long three-pointer is in and out. No good from the right side by Akers. Rebounded by Grismer. The Lady Salukis off to Murray. Hannah across the timeline. Exactly 5 minutes to go in the game. 52-26 Lawrenceville. Long jumper. Bowersock top of the key. No good. Higginbotham the rebound for the Lady Indians. Across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing. Now to the left corner. Back out top of the key to Schick. Now left side to Higginbotham. Three-pointer on the way by Caitlin. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded up and no good. Now Higginbotham battles for the rebound underneath. Lays it up and in. Caitlin Higginbotham, the rebound of a miss by Bedwell underneath.
Eight points for Caitlin.
And it's 54-26. Lady Indians with 4:23 to go in the game. Ball knocked away by Akers. Jaylee Akers with a steal. And she lays it up and in. 56-26, and now a quick timeout wanted by Tad Schick. He's going to get substitutes into the game with 4:15 to go.
And when we come back to play here in a minute, the clock will be running. The magic 30-point number has been eclipsed. The IHSAA's mercy rule has kicked into play.
56-26, 4:15 to go in the contest. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson right back here tomorrow night for another Lawrence County battle, the Red Hill Salukis and the Lawrenceville Indians. They'll meet for the first time this young season here at LHS. So Lady Indian, Lady Saluki basketball tonight, Indian and Saluki basketball tomorrow. That game will be on both stations as well, the Legend and also Light 103. Substitutes for both ball clubs into the game with this contest decided, 56-26.
No JV game tonight, so this will serve that purpose.
Lainey Sanders into the game for the Lady Salukis. She has the ball now on the right wing, feeds it down low on the baseline. Shot up and in off glass by Gabby Prisgocki. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. She's a freshman, number 55. Prisgocki, 56-28. Lady Indians out front. Now a shot missed off the mark in the corner. That was taken there by Haley Belleville. Now a tied up basketball, held basketball. Possession arrow in favor of the Lady Salukis, and they'll inbound right in front of their bench. Again, substitutes into this game. Inbounding will be...
Watch out!
Shelby Lukens.
I'm sorry, Steve. That ball about hit you right in the noggin. You weren't looking up.
Look at the roster. Lady Indian basketball on the turnover. 3:09 to go in the game. 56-28. Long jumper left side is off the mark. Taken there by Tabitha Reed of the Lady Indians. Now the Lady Salukis on the move. Ball knocked away. Scramble for the loose ball. Lady Indians have it. Here is Belleville putting it up and missing. No good. Rebound battle for underneath. Lady Indians have it again. Here's a shot underneath. Up and no good. Was taken there by Allison Mendenhall. And she was fouled and will go to the line for free throws with 2:34 in the clock moving to go in the game. So it looks like the Lady Indians are going to notch win number 7 on the year. Free throw up and in by the Lady Indians. Allison Mendenhall, 5'7 sophomore. Number 22 on her back. Second free throw is no good. And the Lady Salukis lose the rebound out of bounds. The ball will stay at the far end. And the Lady Indians will inbound with 2 minutes exactly to go in the game. And it comes to the Mendenhall out front. Now in the corner on the left side baseline. Drive, and there's a traveling violation charged against Haley Belleville. Belleville, a 5'3 sophomore. Daughter of former Lady Indian head coach Misty Belleville.
I saw Misty and Coach Tracy Gary talking before the game like two long-lost friends. They had some really good battles, Steve, back when Misty was still coaching.
Here's a baseline drive by the Lady Salukis, and Sydney Grismer fouled. It will be Lady Saluki basketball underneath their own hoop with a minute 15 to go in the game. 57-28. And the Lady Saluki head coach, Tracy Gray, calls a timeout. 1:05 to go in the game. We'll take a break here, 30-second break on the People's State Bank Toyota, People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box. It's Lawrenceville Lady Indians 57, Red Hill Lady Salukis 28. This is Lady Indian and Lady Saluki basketball on WAKO.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium, Lady Indian home opener. Lady Indians lead the Red Hill Lady Salukis 57-28. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. Lady Indians on top here have led throughout. Will improve to 7-1. And it comes to Lainey Sanders. Top of the key. There's a long jumper off the mark by Prisgaki. And the Lady Indians come away with a loose ball. Quickly across the timeline is Tabitha Reed. Now feeds it on the baseline to Jessica Oliveria, who's into the game. Now a long jumper right side is off the mark by Oliveria. Jessica Oliveria, she's a 5'2 sophomore. 35 seconds to go in the game, ball out of bounds. It'll be Lady Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Back out front. It comes to Alyssa Garza. She's into the game as well. They work it underneath to Oliveria. Her shot is up. No good. Rebound battled for underneath. And 15 seconds to go. It'll be Lady Saluki basketball with just enough time maybe to get a shot off. Up floor. 8 seconds to go in the game. Quickly across the timeline is Sanders. She goes to the hole, lays it up, no good. And the final score here in this one, Lawrenceville Lady Indians defeat the Red Hill Lady Salukis by a score of 57-28. So the Lady Indians, as we mentioned, improved to 7-1 now on the year, while the Lady Salukis fall to 2-2 to the 500 mark. 57-28 again, the final. Bill and I will be back with the post-game show momentarily. Hear from both head coaches, hopefully, about this contest on the People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard from the Toyota Boshuku Press Box. Lawrenceville 57, Red Hill 28. You're listening to Lady Indian and Lady Saluki Basketball on WAKO.
Working at Toyota Boshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Boshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Boshoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Boshoku.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jewel Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Casey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Casey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Casey State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School as the fans head for the exits here after having watched the Lawrenceville Lady Indians defeat the Red Hill Lady Salukis here in this Lawrence County girls basketball battle, the home opener for the Lady Indians. Lady Indians winning 57-28. Lady Indians led throughout 18-4 after one quarter play, 34-15 at the half, en route to the victory, their seventh against one loss. Time now for the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington postgame show. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Lady Indians with a good win here in the home opener. Hard to believe Lady Indians have played that many games without playing at home, but that's the way it is. And here they are winning the opener 57-28.
Yeah, the Indians outscored Red Hill. The Lady Indians outscored Red Hill in all four quarters tonight. 18-4 in the first quarter, 16-11 in the second, 15-8 in the third, 8-5 there in the fourth when the clock got to running, and Lawrenceville ended up winning it, 57-28. Jay Lee Akers with the big night for the Lady Indians. She had 15 points at halftime, finished the night with 24. The only Lawrenceville player in double figures, Aubrey Bedwell, came off the bench and added 9 points. She had 3 field goals and 3 out of 5 at the foul line. 8 points for Caitlin Higginbotham and Sydney Williams. 3 points for Alexia Petty. Sarah Joynes had a basket off the bench. Allison Mendenhall hit a free throw off the bench. Garza, Reed, Belleville, and Oliveria played but did not score for Lawrenceville. For Red Hill, Kat Bowersock led the way. Kat Bowersock hit 2 3-pointers in the second half, had a couple other field goals to go with that, and was 2 of 2 at the foul line. Bowersock led Red Hill with 12 points. Hannah Murray scored 5 points. Macy Shear finished with 4 points. Emma Robinson finished with 3 points. Alyssa Street scored 2 points. The only points off the bench for Red Hill were by Prisgaki, Kinley Lytle, 2 Grismers, Sanders, and Lukens played off the bench for Red Hill, did not score. Again, the final score tonight, Lawrenceville 57, Red Hill 28 in the Lawrence County battle.
All right, we are awaiting the arrival of head coach Tad Chick and also Lady Saluki head coach Tracy Gray. Neither are here. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Lawrenceville Lady Indian, Red Hill Lady Saluki basketball. Here comes head coach Tracy Gray, so I guess we won't take a break. Again, the Lady Salukis now fall to 2-2 here as their next action will come against Alney on Monday when they play at home against the Alney Lady Tigers. Again, the Lady Salukis lose here by a score of 57-28. Lady Saluki head coach Tracy Gray joins us here in the post game. And Tracy, the first time you met, they kind of overwhelmed you, but I think you played a little better here tonight, don't you think?
Well, we did in spurts. Right now, it's just, I don't know if it's not understanding or not being able to do what we tell. I don't really know, Steve, but we had things set up and we had worked on things and it would go well for a while and then we'd have a breakdown. And then the biggest thing is, and I told the kids early that it's going to be our Achilles heel, we don't rebound the ball well. I mean, it wasn't the shots that they missed shots and we just didn't rebound the ball. And that killed us tonight. And then, they started pressing us a little bit, and I call timeout, and I tell them where to go and what to do, and I look up, and I got kids not where they're supposed to be, and part of that's not having any experience. But it's like I told them downstairs, we're behind the eight ball. We didn't show up this summer to get anything done. We had 2 kids all summer, and that doesn't equal anything good when you're playing against teams that went to, two different tournaments, 2 different camps, whatever you want to call it, and we didn't have anybody come in. So, we're behind the eight ball. And on top of that, we're young. We've got 2 kids with some experience, and that's pretty much it. And so we have to move forward in a hurry, and we're struggling to understand the game of basketball right now.
Well, you mentioned it's a marathon and not a sprint, so you still have plenty of season to try to get back on the winning track.
Yeah, we'll go back to work tomorrow, and we'll work at it. And it's like I told them downstairs, you have to be motivated yourself. I can't stand in your ear and yell at you the entire time, and you have to have a little self-motivation, and you got to want to play. And sometimes Hannah Murray came out, and I thought Hannah did a great job. I thought she attacked the basket. Gabby Szczowski came in off the bench there late. She's a freshman that hadn't had a lot of playing time, has really had to learn the game from the beginning, and I'm proud of her because she's worked really hard in practice, and she was really working hard out here. So I'm one of those people that you always got to give kids their credit where credit's due, and she deserves some credit because she has been working really hard in practice, and it's good to see kids that are motivated like that. But you're right, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and it's a long there's a long way to the end, but we have to start making adjustments when we call timeouts and we do things, or it's going to be a really long, long race. So we got to go back to the basics tomorrow, and we got to go to work, and we get to take on Only on Monday.
Okay, Trace, well, thanks for being with us. Lady Saluki head coach Tracy Gregg and the Lady Salukis lose here by a score of 57-28. Now we're joined by Lady Indian head coach Tad Chick after his ball club notches win number 7 here, 57-28. Tad, did you get accomplished what you wanted to here tonight?
Well, not exactly. I mean, it's nice to get the W. Winning's fun, so the girls had fun doing that. But we just shot the ball poorly again tonight. I thought we'd come in to tonight and knock down some shots. Our emphasis this week throughout practices was to get it inside, punch it inside, attack the basket, get easy shots, or get to the free throw line and knock down free throws. But I think we settled for too many long range jump shots, and they were not falling tonight. So that's just one of the reasons I'm a little disappointed. But again, we are averaging more assists than turnovers, and we're averaging more steals than turnovers. So again tonight we accomplished that. So that's a positive.
Tad, you've got some really tough games coming up here real soon. Do you feel like you're prepared for that?
Well, I thought we were after playing in the Hamilton County Thanksgiving tournament. We played well down there. It's kind of tough playing 5 games in 6 days down there, but we played well. We lost a heartbreaker to Hamilton County. You know, it was a 4 or 5 point game with a minute and some left, and we had to foul, and they knocked down about 6 free throws in the game, lose by 11, but it was a lot closer than that. And we were playing well. The few practices we've had since then weren't our best, so we just have to come back into the gym and really grind and just keep improving. We need to get better.
How do you feel about the depth of your team? Do you feel like you would maybe use another player or two?
Definitely. I would like to play 8, 9 girls. Right now we're playing 7. That eighth man, we keep having issues. One that I thought might be our eighth person moved away, and then another one gets injured, and so it's been hard to find that eighth person. And then we're lacking JV games this year with by playing Red Hill twice, they don't have a JV program. We're playing Oblong twice, they don't have a JV program. We play Casey, they don't have a JV program. So these girls are just going to have to come and practice and improve and get better and show me something in practice, because they just don't have very many opportunities to show me in game action.
All right. Again, congratulations on the win. Your home opener here. And next up for you, a trip to Flora. Never easy.
Right. It'll be a tough game. I think I got a film on them. I'll go over that, try to get prepared. We're going to have a walkthrough Sunday evening, go over some things that Flora does. And we'll be prepared and hopefully go over there and take care of business.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you, Coach.
Guys. Thank you.
That's Lady Indian head coach Tad Chick. Again, the Lady Indians win here by a score of 57-28. Bill and I are back with our players of the game coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Indian and Lady Saluki basketball on WAKO.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT physician assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
All right, we're back here at Lawrenceville High School. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Lady Indian, Red Hill Lady Saluki Basketball. All that remains to be done is to name our Anna Lou Chapman with Remax Real Estate in Washington, Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington, and Bill Dobson Ford Tough Players of the Game. Bill, what do you think?
Well, for Red Hill, the choice is Kat Bowersock. The senior had 12 points tonight to lead the way. She made 2 3-pointers there in the second half, had a couple other baskets, 2 of 2 at the foul line. Kat Bowersock finished with 12 points and is the player of the game for Red Hill. For Lawrenceville, the choice is Jaylee Akers, also a senior. Jaylee finished with 24 points tonight, hit 2 3-pointers, had 15 points in the first half, and finished with 24, 4 out of 5 at the foul line. Jaylee Akers is the player of the game for Lawrenceville.
All right, so that's going to do it here from Lawrenceville High School. So fans, again, head to the exits. Lawrenceville Lady Indians defeating the Red Hill Lady Salukis here in this Lawrence County battle, the Lady Indian home opener, 57-28. Again, the Lady Indians travel to Flora on Monday. Lady Salukis will be at home against Alney on Monday. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios. That's been Bill Schrode for his good work. And, of course, thank you for listening. Again, the final, the Lawrenceville Lady Indians defeat the Red Hill Lady Salukis here at Lawrenceville High School, 57-28. Steve Anderson for Bill Richardson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrence County Basketball Action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Bestway Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, and Wabash General Hospital. Lawrence County Basketball brought to you all season long here on WAKO. Lawrenceville, Vincennes.